The death threats received by the Book of Life director over Amazon's AI animated series highlight the intense cultural backlash against AI-generated content in creative industries. This represents more than artistic preference. It's become a fundamental question about human creativity versus technological automation.
The threats against the director illustrate how AI in entertainment has become a deeply emotional issue rather than just a technical or economic concern. When people view AI-generated content as existential threats to human artistic expression, it creates conditions where rational discussion becomes extremely difficult and emotions can escalate to dangerous levels.
The entertainment industry's AI tensions reflect broader societal anxieties about technological displacement. Unlike previous automation waves that primarily affected manufacturing or routine services, AI in entertainment directly threatens creative professions that were previously considered uniquely human domains.
Krafton's $250 million bonus payment after Subnautica 2's blockbuster sales demonstrates the continued viability of traditional game development approaches. Despite growing interest in AI-generated content, successful games still require extensive human creativity, storytelling, and design expertise that current AI cannot replicate.
The Subnautica 2 success is particularly noteworthy because it shows that consumers will still pay premium prices for high-quality, human-created gaming experiences. This suggests that while AI may transform production processes, consumer demand for authentically creative content remains strong.
Barry Weiss's shakeup of 60 Minutes with new producers and ousted correspondents represents broader changes in how traditional media organizations are adapting to changing audience preferences and competitive pressures from digital platforms.
The 60 Minutes changes reflect the challenge facing legacy news programs in maintaining relevance as younger audiences increasingly consume news through social media and streaming platforms. Traditional news magazine formats must evolve significantly to compete for attention in today's fragmented media landscape.
The New York Times investigation detailing Howard Lutnick's aggressive tactics across 818 companies provides insight into how influential business leaders operate behind the scenes. Lutnick's approach appears to involve systematic pressure campaigns across his portfolio companies to achieve business and political objectives.
The Lutnick investigation raises questions about the concentration of economic power and how wealthy individuals can leverage business networks to influence political and economic outcomes. When single individuals control hundreds of companies, their personal decisions can have systemic economic implications.
Moving to early political positioning, Pete Buttigieg leading 2028 Democratic primary polls, while Kamala Harris slips to fifth position, suggests significant shifts in Democratic Party dynamics. Buttigieg's rise indicates that Democratic voters may be looking beyond the current administration for future leadership.
The 2028 polling is particularly interesting because it occurs during a Republican administration, which typically benefits the opposing party. Buttigieg's lead suggests he successfully maintained national profile and credibility despite being out of elected office. His transportation secretary experience appears to have enhanced rather than diminished his political standing.
Treasury Secretary Bessent's confirmation that Treasury prepared a $250 bill with Trump's portrait adds an interesting historical footnote to the current administration. While unlikely to enter circulation given the limited utility of such large denominations, it demonstrates how political leaders attempt to cement their legacies through symbolic gestures.
Looking at this week's major question, are we witnessing rational market responses to technological breakthroughs, or are we in the midst of an AI bubble similar to the dot-com era? Michael Burry's warnings about IPO timing and BlackRock's concerns about market liquidity suggest sophisticated investors are increasingly worried about valuations.
The strongest case for bubble conditions is the disconnect between current AI company valuations and their actual revenue generation. Anthropic's $965 billion valuation, while impressive, needs to be justified by eventual cash flows that seem difficult to achieve given current business models. However, the counterargument is that AI represents a genuinely transformative technology comparable to electricity or computing. justifying extraordinary valuations for market leaders.
If we're wrong about sustainable AI valuations, the key indicator to watch would be quarterly revenue growth rates among major AI companies over the next 12 to 18 months. If companies like OpenAI, Anthropic, and others can demonstrate revenue growth that justifies their valuations, it would validate current market enthusiasm. Conversely, if revenue growth stagnates while costs continue rising, it would confirm bubble conditions.
The revenue sustainability question is particularly important because AI companies face enormous infrastructure costs that traditional software companies avoided. Unlike social media platforms that could scale with relatively modest additional costs, AI companies must continuously invest billions in computing hardware and energy infrastructure to maintain competitive advantages.